Hi. Welcome to yet another episode on the Thousand Voices podcast. We are on chapter 4, talking about love, my favorite topic. So, this is episode 64, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Episode 64. I am talking about the concept of soulmates. Hey, this topic sparks a lot of endless conversations and debates, actually, and it's not from like today, it's been happening for centuries. Soulmates. Do you believe that there's that one perfect person destined for you to be your other half? Is it true love, or it's more about like effort and building towards that connection, right? So before we jump in, I want you to just message me on right now what you think. Message on this podcast, on the comment section, what you think. Do you believe in the one perfect person destined to be your other half? Do you think this whole soulmate thing is real? Or it's just cultivated true love, let's just put it that way. Because yeah, if you learn how these things work and then you practice it, then it's cultivated. So it's that, right? So let's talk about the history a little bit. The idea of soulmates, right, has been around for ages, and it's around different cultures, the Eastern, the Western. And if we go back to ancient Greek, they believe in soulmates as two halves of a whole. In Eastern tradition, they talk about soul connections or karma. And fast forward to today, this whole idea of soulmates, especially movies, it really told us a lot, especially movies and books. Yo, you spend time daydreaming. So what exactly does it mean to have a soulmate, right? What does it mean? So according to my experience, and also remember guys, my podcast is based on my experiences, my opinions, and research. So fairy tale soulmates, right? These are the types of soulmates, or classified soulmates. We have a fairy tale one. The fairy tale one is the classic idea that, you know, you have one perfect partner who complements you in every way. And this is such a powerful belief, but it can also lead to pressure and unrealistic expectations. Next one is growth soulmate. So the soulmate might challenge you, push you outside of your comfort zone, help you become a better person. However, these relationships can be incredibly rewarding. They can be incredibly rewarding for you and for them. Unfortunately, forgive me guys, unfortunately, the issue with these kind of soulmates, they don't last forever. So it's because they come with they sort of like shine a torch on your life, on your personality, on your character, forcing you to change, to become a better person. So within that process, they are your soulmate, but they're not gonna last forever, because they only came to fill this specific task. And once that task has been achieved, then you obviously may have the pressure and feel like no, because you're pushing back towards what this soulmate is shining on your flaws, and then it doesn't work that way. This also brings us to multiple soulmates, and what this means is you can have a deep and meaningful connection, and this doesn't always have to be romantic, guys. Please note, it can be best friends, it can be colleagues. There can be that connection with someone who comes into your life for a specific purpose. In religion, they call it your destiny helper in Christianity. And these can be platonic connections, and these kind of people are in your life. They come either at a specific time and then they leave, or they're there with you throughout the whole way. And they just show you love in so many beautiful ways. So now let's look at what science has to say. So science, there's definitely biological and psychological factors that influence attraction and connection. And if you recall episode 1 for chapter 4, right, which is episode 56 on A Thousand Voices podcast, I spoke about love at first sight. And what this means is, you know, there's definitely biological and psychological factors that influence attraction and connection. So these things can be hormones, brain chemistry, shared values. All of those things play a role in the bonding with others. And they ultimately create a strong relationship or a strong bond, more than just that spark. And compatibility plays a very big role. Communication plays a very big role. And the willingness to work towards making that love last plays a big role. So now let's look at it this way. Is it fate or is it effort? Is true love all about fate? Is it all about finding your destined soulmate? Or is it all about putting in the effort into building a relationship? You see, there's definitely a difference, right, between these two. But I feel like there's also space for both to coexist into our entire existence. Being open to connections and believing the possibility of finding someone special is actually a positive thing. Yeah, it is a positive thing. And true love also does require effort. So as much as you connect, as much as you have that self-discovery, self-love, you know what you want, and then you connect with someone, you have to have that self-awareness to cultivate this true love. That's how I see it. You have to nurture it to create a healthy bond and grow together. There has to be openness and chances to make it work. Now, I am interested to hear what you guys think about all of this. Because at the end of it all, I want to know, like, if you've ever experienced something that makes you believe in soulmates, if you have a soulmate. I know a couple or two that are with their loved ones and they are like their soulmates, and I believe in it personally. There is no one size fits all answer when it comes to this thing. Some people take it as a spiritual thing. But I feel like when it comes to interpreting this, it's between fate, just believing that, you know, you're meant to be, and working over it, or working through it and putting in effort. So the key takeaway for me here is to always keep your heart open. That statement, you can define it in any way you want. I feel like me just saying it, let me not talk about that. Keep your heart open. Be open to possibilities. Don't be afraid to put in effort into building meaningful connections. That's one thing that I actually like. I'm very, like, hands-on when it comes to putting in effort and creating meaningful connections. And, yeah, believe in it. You know, know, you could find love through like various experiences. We all need love at the end of the day. And along this journey of life, it's inevitable. You will experience it. Tell me what you think, guys. I want to leave you with a question, okay? What qualities define a soulmate for you? I need an answer. I will see you on the next episode, and I will be talking about acts of true love. I feel like this is like a 2.0 of what I just spoke about previously, the journey to a true love. And it's a mix of journey to a true love and acts of love, I think. Can't wait to share with you. Bye.